Thirsty.
Have you ever met me before?
Do we need that?
It wants me to touch it.
Don't we all?
Listen, everyone wants someone else to touch it, you know?
That's focused.
That's all we're really doing in life, you know?
Do we need that thing?
Do we need that thing?
Yeah, this speaker thing.
Well, I mean, everything's plugged in.
Whatever Trish is Googling is so unlike her.
No.
It's okay.
Are your hands away?
There's nothing about
it. We're good. We're good.
No, I don't.
We're good. All right, Trish. If someone were to touch it, where would you want them to do it?
Ma'am.
I'm sorry. That was inappropriate.
Over the clothes.
Definitely over the
clothes. Over the clothes?
Yeah. Heavy petting over
the clothes. Over the pants? Yeah. For sure. All right.
I want to ask follow-ups, but I'm going to let it go.
Please.
You can. This follow-ups fully allowed. We have.
Let's move forward.
We have a. Oh my God! The best segment that DJ Shaw has ever come up with, which I'm so excited for. What do we got here? Explain it to the people.
So, first of all, this is on the fun page. Of our new San Francisco actual paper, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Because we haven't had an analog paper.
Dude,
for
we got
a while.
I was unaware. Analog. What is it called?
The Gazetteer. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right.
Because
like the
Gazetteer.
But the Gazetteer.
All right.
By the way, free Gaza. We all fucking agree with that. Free Gaza and their tear.
It's DJ Contagion's turn.
So the Gazetteer. And it looks promising. I read through it. And I'm excited that there's a paper again, like a free paper.
Yeah.
Like in town.
It's important.
I missed it.
Sorry, I mean it.
So anyway, on the fun page at the top of it, they have Sad Libs.
Oh, my.
Not Mad Libs.
Oh, my.
Sad Libs.
Okay.
And this one was an out-of-town news report about San Francisco. And I thought, oh, that's great, because I've been wanting to do Mad Libs, Bar Mad Libs, on the show. So it mixes perfectly.
It ties right into what we're doing.
So we've taken the out-of-town news report about San Francisco and made it dive bar-y.
Okay, perfect. Love it.
So we did this on break, and I'm going to read it. I don't know. Yes. It's probably not going to make much sense.
That's the point of Mad Libs, right?
But I think it will make other sense.
Sure.
Yes.
I believe.
So.
All right, let's hear it.
Karen moved to San Francisco's Knob Hill just over 3 years ago from Oakland. She asked that we withhold her full name for fear that her friends will serve her in their group chat.
Mm-hmm.
She came to the city by the bay for the weather. And, for the weather.
I feel like you're reading like a normal ass statement.
To enjoy anal billiards.
There we go.
All right.
Balls and holes.
You piqued my interest.
Now we're talking.
And to take a job as an AGM for X Twitter.
I mean, that's.
She says she likes her life here. Fucking in the marina.
Hell yeah.
Spending Sundays enjoying stalking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
stalking.
Attending the annual docking man.
There it is.
I'm so sorry.
Romantic.
Docking man festival.
Mm. Yeah. That's a whole festival. That needs to happen, by the way.
Why is it gonna be men?
At Folsom Street is where we do that.
It's like the by fire the way.
Festival. Yeah.
Where she always spends. I can't read anymore.
You want Maddie to finish it off? No, I think you got it.
She always spends time in the dead rat dome.
The dead rat dome.
That was a mouse.
The dead rat dome.
The dead rat dome.
Oh,
because she's
okay.
That docking man.
Hmm. Okay, anytime we have an issue.
Docking man.
We enter the dead rat dome. That's what we do.
But like so many before her, the 25-year-old learned that life in San Francisco isn't all espresso martinis and rice and
that is false.
It's not at all what I expected, she said. Standing beside her cop car.
Patty
that's,
wagon.
That sports a bumper sticker proclaiming, we will.
Yeah.
We will.
Yeah, we will.
First, there's the cost.
Yeah.
A latte can run you $13. And that's without the foamed out semen.
Well, that's extra. That's extra. Yeah, you got to pay for that.
Premium upcharge.
She's had upcharge.
Yeah, this is $6.
She's had her iPhone 50 stolen more times than she can count. She heard from a friend whose drunk uncle read it on Instagram that gangs of teens are going around tearing out people's balls.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere, dude. Like, you can't get away from them. Yeah.
Randomly on the street.
No, keep it together, shall we? Keep it together.
This is the best thing we've ever done.
Tearing out people's balls randomly on the street.
I don't TikTok trend.
No, I want to hear the end.
Oh, and then there's the squirt.
She
said with obvious ire, I step in it every time I leave my jazzercise. Class.
Oh, no.
She's not wrong.
She estimates she's moved at least 6 pairs of Allbirds that way.
Yeah. Yeah. That was terrible.
There are the people judging fentanyl out in the open or selling tampons shoplifted from the last remaining Long's drugs.
Aww.
Here in the town where Tony Bennett once left his taint.
And Mark Twain
famously spent the wettest winter of his life. One summer.
Yeah.
Oh my God. People.
One summer. Do you need me to finish?
She wrote it.
I'm going to make it. I'm trying.
She's got this.
I have to collect myself.
Yeah, collect yourself. Yeah. Take a moment.
People have finally had enough. Many are blaming progressive politics, like the decriminalization of bitch.
I hated that.
I
voted against that.
You voted.
Yeah, it was much better when it was penalized.
Yeah. I voted against bitch, and then, I was like, all right, whatever.
And that wasn't part of the sad
Prop 145.
Then why am I here?
Bitch.
Back to the sad lib.
Yeah.
And out of touch politicians like Santos, who failed to stop the flow of fentanyl in 13 days after taking office. I don't know. That's a little too...
Well, he actually said that he did. So.
It's too close. Too close to home. They just fucking...
I know. It's like oh, that actually probably happened.
Yeah.
Some residents are choosing to move to places like Austin. That's so funny.
That's
very true, actually.
I did that.
Where rents are cheaper.
No. Actually not. Actually not. I can debunk that right now.
And the Cheetos cost less than a Prada bag.
Well, I didn't buy a lot of Cheetos.
That sounds
others
false.
Are choosing to stay despite their disappointment. Yeah, that's personal. Wait, what the hell is that word? Oh, making adjustments like carrying trash cans with them for protection against teens and drugs.
Oh, so true.
Still others are distancing themselves.
I hate teens, I hate drugs. So.
Shawa, you did that tonight when you were leaving the hall.
Like, I came out with a garbage can, literally.
Yeah.
Stabbing through posts on MySpace while shaking in the back of their... Waymo... On the way, that wasn't our fault. We didn't add that word.
Never.
In the back of their Waymo. On the way to Mickey D's for farm-to-table rice-a-roni at $17 a plate.
Oh, man. Did you say $17?
$17
that's
a plate.
Fucking bargain.
If you get farm-to-table rice-a-roni,
so
how much
$13 lattes and $17 rice-a-ronis, you're talking $30.
Yeah.
Plus true. Tax.
Yeah.
True.
Plus
tax.
And tip.
Plus
federal,
tax.
State, and local.
And tip? That's a lot. Yeah.
Are these people shitting? No. But they sure shit like they think they are. they may leave their fallopian tubes in San Francisco, but in their minds, they're already... What the hell did I write? Already flipping somewhere
just
else.
Just make them up.
I think it's flipping. They're already flipping somewhere else. Oh, flipping out. Flinging?
Either way, I love it.
That's literally
fingering. It must be
fingering.
Parking.
Let's go
okay,
with fingering.
We'll go with fingering.
Yeah,
fingering.
They're already fingering something else somewhere else.
It's romantic.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the most romantic thing you can do.
Yeah, it's a sad
third base.
I think.
Go Giants!
Go Giants! Let's go!
I think my favorite part about this article is that it abandoned Karen so quickly. You know? Like, it was like, here's Karen, and then...
That's correct.
Like, no other...
Cheers.
Oh, there's more. Oh, shit.
No, it's done. That was it.
Okay.
Oh,
I was just going to say, cheers to, I don't know what to call it.
The Giants?
Fingering.
Parts of speech?
No. Journalistic integrity.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you. Applause. Thank you for doing that.
You can get a Pulitzer.
Applause.
Yeah, nobody does that.
Well, it's about time we have
a Nobel Peace Prize.
You know, Shawa.
Proper City has to have a paper.
I gotta say, finally, somebody's done something for this city.
Not Santa.
Hey, let's keep it erudite, right?
Yeah. Yes. All right. Now, I have another segment first before we go.
Look that up.
To the next thing. Shawa. This is the Shawa moment. Do you have anything to say after the last show that you want to still say? Because
you were cut off.
You were cut off, and it really pissed me off.
Even many times. And it was rude.
And yeah, my shit don't even protrude, and it got
no. Yeah, you're the yeah. Like Shawa is my favorite person to work with, because Shawa just gets it done, shows up,
she does it,
makes it happen
too.
And then she comes,
with the big hair.
She comes to the radio show.
She chilled a glass for me.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, with ice.
That's really cool.
No, yeah. And then made me wait for it,
the
which
was
the coolest
thing you could do.
Like, it was literally, no pun intended.
You asked for it, and therefore I gave it
to you. So, here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do, Shawa. I'm going to mute everyone else's mic right now.
As well you should.
And it's just you.
You guys are just going to go out and smoke things.
Oh,
No. I'm going to sit here.
You need to mute your own mic as well.
I'm going
to
sit here and watch. Of course, that's part of the deal.
It's going to be like Wayne's World.
My mic muted. Here we go. You ready? Oh, no!
Okay,
it's gone.
What am I doing? A soliloquy?
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say. I was not forewarned.
You could tell us, though.
Let's see.
I mean, it's you.
Oh, like... Of the week?
You could spoken word. You could do whatever you want.
I can't. Okay, there I am. That's funny. You should mute everyone's mics and then mute my headphones.
That is funny. Here's the thing. Everyone's liking me.
And I'll be like, I can't hear myself. I can't hear myself.
It's shower time.
Okay. I feel like I'm being punished.
No.
Can I try? Can I use my sound effects?
Oh, yeah.
Can I do like a sound effects thing?
Yeah,
you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Okay, until...
Yeah.
Okay.
This is like literally...
Because...
You have as much time as you want to do whatever you want.
We'll see, being put on the spot.
I know, it sucks. I know. That's
Oh, I can't hear my whip.
Oh, wait. There you go.
Okay, now I can hear my whip.
There it is.
Okay, I won't stay on that one. Oh, and I didn't bring my cowbell tonight. I did not bring my cowbell.
Wait, didn't you leave it here?
No.
Yeah.
Did I?
No, left here. Last week. Yeah. You remember?
Are you sure?
Somebody brought somebody.
It got left here. And I
was wondering because I was looking all over my room today. I was like, where's my cowbell?
I'll take the case.
All right, wait. I'm back for a second. Somebody took it, I think.
No,
I think
like
somebody took it.
In a good way?
All right, now I'm back out.
Like in a good way or in a bad way? Because
I don't think they did it on purpose, but... Oh, there it is!
Oh!
I remember everything since I was two.
More cowbell.
All right. The cowbell is back. All right, Shawa. This is Shawa's time. This is Shawa's moment.
Well, you know what?
No, but you wanted to give a shout out to somebody. And I want you to do it. I just want you to have that. I just want you to do it. Well, you don't have to, but you. But here it is.
It's out of context now, but I will do it anyway because it's special. He's special, and so you were asking about our lives in the last year for New Year's,
yeah,
and what changed significantly, and I did not get to mention or talk about the fact that I lost my best friend.
Oh no.
And towards the beginning of the year, it was around the time I got my nephew back, so it was very bittersweet. Like, my nephew got to meet him one time, and I have photos, and they're like, because this is, you know, the person that would have been, you know, like, my friend that is good with kids, and that, like, would be like an uncle that is not here anymore. And it was just... Like, that whole couple months was really, it's like super happy and then super sad.
No, it was a lot.
You know, yeah, it was a lot.
Absolutely.
So it was like back and forth, like, yeah, everything bittersweet. And I miss him a lot. And I just had wanted to give a shout out to him. And I didn't get to do it.
What's his name? Zane. All right. There you go.
We worked together at Willow's. We worked together at Sycamore.
At Willow's?
We worked together at a bunch of places.
All right.
And
so,
like,
shout out to Zane.
Yeah.
On this show, Zane gets a shout out.
Yeah.
Because that's important.
Yeah.
Goddamn, Shawa.
Thank you. I love you.
You're the best.
Say that.
Can I just tell you? I love you so much. Shawa. Give me your hand.
Oh, it's like a Sistine Chapel moment.
Yeah. but Shawa, you are my ride or die. You are my the only reason this fucking show is actually happening is you.
No, it's you.
Maybe a little bit, but you. But you most of all. Most of all it is Shawa. So Shawa needs her moments, and she needs her time, and that's important to me. So it's never gonna not happen. Okay.
Okay.
Never gonna not happen.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yes. And now, everyone else, shut the fuck up. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have something to say?
It's relevant.
Oh shit! I turned everyone's mics off, by the way.
Oh yeah, you have to remember when you turn people off, you have to turn them back on.
Turn them back on. God damn it.
Yeah, life lesson.
I should be better at this. But
so
yeah,
I was going to say, Shawa, is there a song that you want to, you know, dedicate in that?
Well, she told me aha.
For Zane though, yeah. Anything by Big Frida.
Oh, okay. Well, we can do
that.
I feel like
everyone in the room has to twerk.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It's a twerk fest.
Thank God it's not a twerk fest.
Big Frida. How do you spell Big Frida? I got it. All right. I'm going to go make a jingle.
We're not.
Oh, that'll fit in with the holidays
jingle?
That just passed.
Yeah, that's right.
Make a jingle.
It was just Christmas.
I don't think it's about bells though. But.
It was totally Christmas just now. All right.
That's very
so,
twerk appropriate.
Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna play this song. Then we're gonna play a couple more of the songs that are the MTV whatevers. These were the songs. November Rain, I think we already did. I don't know. We'll see. We'll get there.
It's a long-ass song.
Oh, we should do Cradle of Love, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
yes.
that was the first overtly sexy
video ever. All right. So, when we come back, we got one more segment. I don't know what we're going to do with it, but we're just going to rock with it. So, here we go. We're still here. Dive Bar Radio.fm.
This is all you have to know.
Oh, shit. That's right. This is what we're doing. Are you serious? Oh, no. I don't know if I want to do that. Okay. All right. Here we go. We're coming right back. Dive Bar Radio, Radio FM.
But because they are hard. not because they are hard.
We got no use for pool sharks around here.
Show me the money.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
Well, it dills and shower flow on the radio.
Doggy Dog and Dr. Dre is at the door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up, cause you know about to rip shit up. Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby. Too low, death makers, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand from a young G's perspective. And before me digging a bitch, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man, and at the same time burning her man. Now you know I ain't with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no pussy good enough to give her while I'm offended.
Yeah.
And that's realer than real deal, humbly feel. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. It's like that and like this and like that, Anna. It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. Drake creeped to the mic like a fan.
Well, I'm peeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping. But I damn near got caught, cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt. You've never been on a ride like this before. With a producer who can rap and control the maestro. At the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick. You know and I know I feel some old funky shit. To add to my collection, the selection symbolizes dope. Take a toke, but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that, like this and it's like that, like this and like that and it's like this.
Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode. What a hell of a gangster lean. Getting funky on the mic like an old batch of collard greens. It's the capital S-O-S, I'm fresh and double O-P. D-O-double-G-Y-D-O-double-G, you see. Showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic. Pimping hoes and clocking a grip like my name was Dolomite. Yeah, and it don't quit. I think they in the mood for some motherfucking G shit.
Yeah.
So Drake,
what up, dog?
Gotta give them what they want.
What's that, G?
We gotta break them off something.
Hell yeah.
And it's gotta be bumping. City of Compton.
Place, so when that show attention, mobbing like a motherfucker, but I ain't lynching. Dropping a funky shit that's making the sucker niggas mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close, say your ass will get smacked. My motherfucking homie, Doggy Dog, has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if your bitches talk shit, I have to put the smack down, yeah. And you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I talk, but I'm never off, always on till the break of dawn. See you when PTO went in the city they call Long Beach. Putting the shit together like my nigga DOC. No one can do it better
like this, that, and this, and it's like that, like this, and like that, and it's like this.
Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode.
jump, jump, to the rhythm jump. And I'm here to combine beats and lyrics to make you shake your pants, take a chance. Come on and dance, guys, grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your world and I'm just a squirrel, trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up, hands in the air, come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there, the crowd is live and I'm through this pool. Party people in the house, move.
you. Let me violate you. You let me desecrate you. You let me penetrate you. You let me complicate you. Help me.
I broke apart my insides.
Help me.
I've got no soul to sell.
Help me.
The only thing that works for me. Help me get away from myself.
I wanna fuck you when I can.
We'll be right back. I like my balls in your pocket where the safe is sound. And my rubber blow when they touch the ground. I'ma drink all of my money. My balls in the hall, my dick also in the hall. I unzip and I resist. You can't reason out, but what's in greenness?
And we are back. We are back right here on RadioValencia.fm. I am, of course, DJ Straight Willie Dills. That is my ride or die DJ.
Cunt.
Pigeon. Let's go. Okay, first of all, I love it. Can we say I love it? Can I just say I love it?
I
want to call you DJ Shower, but also...
You're too close to the mic.
Oh, no. No, my headphones are too loud.
Can I also say... Your headphones are too loud?
Yeah. For once. I know the difference. For once.
Okay.
It's the new year. It's the new year.
It's the new year, new me.
Things are changing.
New year, new me. Okay.
Can you turn me down?
When does that
start? Turn you down.
Yeah. That, thank you.
Maybe
thank you.
Better?
Excellent. Okay. Excellent. Right, thank you. Right, okay. So much better.
Me too.
All right. DJ Stairs?
Yeah.
How do you feel about your headphones?
Can you turn them down?
Okay. She wants them down. She wants them down. I don't know where your headphones are. Like
they're on my head.
Okay.
You're literally looking
That's
at me.
That's not the question I'm asking. I'm asking where...
I don't know either.
That's fine.
You
That's
said you fine. Said
and
you,
that was hilarious.
Me.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
60 flights of stairs.
I have like AI stuff that I can do for you guys if we want.
No,
write a song.
Oh wait, fuck. We have to write
already,
a song.
We already did Mad Libs.
We have to write a song though.
We could write a song.
We could write a
we
song.
We could write
right?
a song about this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. All right, well, I love that. Let's fucking do it. DJ, that guy is gone. All right.
That guy, Jesus, say bye. Let's make eye contact.
Incognito.
My homie right there, though.
Okay.
Love that guy. Fist bump.
Fisting.
See?
Guys, you guys are so weird.
Like guys?
You guys are like bye and you're staring at the floor. Like,
yeah. We're fucking good.
Hey, at least they're not docking.
Well,
see,
we
you
could
get
dock.
It. You
we
totally get it.
At the beach.
Oh, we got her.
We could dock if we wanted to. All right, here we go. All right.
We gotta get some foreskin.
Oh.
Listen, I'm the only one with foreskin around here.
Okay. First of all, you don't know that it's San Francisco. Second of all, let's move forward.
Let's keep
there's
going.
There's probably more foreskin.
No, let's keep going. Power through. Power
places.
Through.
Move forward,
probably, because there's a lot of Europeans.
Can I ask you guys a question? Okay. I now am surrounded by women,
is this
which
about
is my
foreskin?
Favorite. Which is my favorite.
It's definitely about foreskin.
How many times do you... Trish is in... Maddie's checked out. Shower's down.
I'm just bracing myself for whatever this is about to be.
Ask the question. The percentage of dudes you hook up with where they're
12
cut.
Oh wait, cut versus uncut.
Yeah,
12%.
I'm gonna say
she says 12%.
They don't tell you in capital.
That means that you've actually had sex with like at least 100 dudes because you now have. A percentage
okay.
that
you know,
that
don't say the quiet part out loud, Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying. That's all.
Oh, are we going to do body counts now?
People already talk shit
we're
about
never
me.
Doing
I don't
that.
Need to,
we
y'all don't need to
that
do
that. That is
this
not
show.
What we do here on this show.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
We thought we get to do anything we want.
You. Yeah, that's true. We can do anything we want. Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Okay.
Keep your pew. Okay. Let's see. All right, let's move on.
Okay, foreskins are rare.
Foreskins are rare. Thank you.
Okay, and I have something to say about that.
Thank you. Okay, let's go.
Okay, so I was going to start a... Not a fake nonprofit, but a
for legal purposes,
like,
this is a joke.
A nonprofit that I didn't think... that many people would be into, but it's going to be called Women Against Male Genital Mutilation.
Mm. Oh, I love it.
That's actually like...
All right, let's write a song about it.
You guys
ready?
No. Because
let's write a song about that.
Not this week. Okay, because if we did the same thing to little girls that we do to little boys...
Isn't it crazy?
They do that.
In many countries.
No, they do, but not...
And it's crazy.
There's an outrage about it, but why is there not an outrage about the fact that we still do that to little boys?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Well, they can still come if you mute
okay, hold the on. Of, hold of on.
Female. They
but it,
clip. I don't know if they can.
To clip out.
I don't know if they can.
Yeah,
and
but
also,
female gender is
there's,
not
there's
always
a thing where moils like actually suck
M-O-H-E-L.
The dicks of their. Okay.
There's okay. So
we talked
there's
about
many
this.
Different
many
versions of
this.
Female genital mutilation, and not all of them involve removal of the clitoris. Some of them are just like, oh, we're gonna take the labia off, or we're gonna sew the labia together, or like various things, right? But they're all horrible to us. But why do we allow in our hospitals every fucking day,
like dudes,
little boys,
it's not always
to
hospital.
Be?
All right.
No, that's valid.
It's no, like
so valid.
No, but what I'm
so
saying is
valid,
this is
dude.
Like legitimized by our
Shawa is spitting
our system.
Truth right now.
Like, unless you. No. Unless you say no, I do not want my child circumcised. They it's default.
Yeah.
I mean, why is that?
No,
why is
like,
that
that's
okay?
Just like that's like that's what we.
It's very
we're
much supposed
to do. It's
thing.
Crazy, dude. All right, now here's the deal.
I think it's horrible.
We're making an AI song right now.
Okay.
That what we just talked about.
I don't
want to do
know
it.
If this
I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Let's make a fucking ode to
this weekend
to Lucas.
No,
oh, an ode to Lucas. Can we make an ode to Lucas real quick?
If only
if that's
only
what you're feeling.
Spell curmudgeon.
Yeah.
Curmudgeon.
Said spell.
I want him to know that we care about him.
Oh, are we going to have a spelling bee? We should have a spelling bee.
That's good.
You know who would lose?
That's good.
Yes.
If we have fucking words
we're
like...
We can have a spelling bee.
Can you spell martini? Yeah. Can you spell...
Okay, what's the hardest right. cocktail to
we're,
spell?
We're making... Well, oh, there's a few. Boulevardier.
Oh, that one's pretty hard.
Boulevardier. Can you do it?
Are you asking me to do it?
I mean, no, not right now, because...
I have to study.
We're
first.
Not doing it right now.
No,
we're
ready.
Doing it later.
Don't have the numbers.
Do you know it? Boulevardier?
B-O-U-L.
Nah, you're out. You're out.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you're out.
Can you spell it?
Yeah.
Spell it. I dare you.
I thought it was B-O-U-L,
you can't look at your phone.
B-O-U-L.
That's what I just fucking
that's
said.
Said.
V...
No.
I
no.
E.
Incorrect.
No.
B O U L.
Oh, sorry. B O
E V.
Yeah, fine. You win. Fine. You win.
E V A.
Is that Tony? God damn it. Dude, Tony, we were supposed to do
did
a
you,
show without.
Food? Is that food?
This was a
well,
Tony free show. Okay, fine. Tony's back. Tony, you got to get in here, though. You got, if you're going to come, you now have to be part of the show.
That's what she said.
You work?
Yeah.
So,
right. the bus back
by the way, here. After we're done here, me and Tony are about to bomb this city, dude. It's gonna be
nobody's
sad.
Minding
for legal purposes.
Me and Tony are about to bomb this city.
Okay.
You ready to bomb this city?
Hey, but where's the queef miming?
You ready to bomb?
It's cool thing.
You ready to bomb?
I feel like it's
right.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Can we focus now?
Oh, sorry. Focus. Okay.
We're going to write a song for Lucas.
We're writing a song for Lucas.
Okay.
Now, let's think about this. What,
it's got to be metal.
Yeah, metal for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, like,
okay.
good metal.
You got that. Okay, so.
He loves EDM, though.
So, the first line has to be, you know, something fun.
I don't think you have this figured out.
No, I do not. I'm waiting for you guys to help me figure
it starts
out.
With,
I feel like
morning.
We should do a song about the weekend.
I think we should, too.
The weekend artist?
Okay, I'll pivot to Shawa.
Which is also
idea.
Relevant to Lucas.
I mean,
like,
yeah, I know he's part of it.
He was a real one.
Yeah. All right, so here's what we need, though. You guys know how this works.
Like, tip on a drink ticket.
The first
tip
one.
On a drink ticket.
Oh,
that's,
my God.
That is the first line.
tip I was on shocked a drink that ticket. That was happening. That no one was tipping tip on their free drink.
Tip on a
but
drink.
But I guess they paid $24.
I think
no, they
line.
Paid the money
paid
to see
an $18 drink that they didn't tip on.
Okay, so first line is tip on a drink ticket.
The second line can be, I guess I'll just fucking leave then.
I guess I'll just leave then.
Hey, because the show was worth more than you paid for.
True.
The show was worth more
you
than...
You got to watch Shane's fucking...
Yeah, that it was spectacular.
Okay, to sit and watch Shane Van Boning play pool all night...
It was great. And everyone else, too.
So some of the, like, really good pool players were coming
all the
there,
contenders
like, they're like,
were
this is not
too.
Worth it to me to, like, pay $130
to play
him.
They know.
They're like, I'll just play, like, a tournament. I'm like, yeah, know. No, great, cool, good for you. But this is not what this
but
is.
But you know what? Every single person you play when you play pool teaches you something.
Sure.
And so they got a huge lesson.
I think a lot of people learned that
without even
it's
knowing
possible
it.
To break
I didn't even fucking finish the thing. It was, I guess it. What was it?
I learned a lot about magic racks, including the fact
I
that
I guess I learned a lot.
You can just
magic
leave them
racks.
On the table okay. for all four games.
Okay, hold on. I'm just gonna.
I promised I wouldn't.
Anybody who says something, I'm just gonna do it. I guess.
Reference a 65 person birthday party.
Stop talking because you. I guess I learned.
I'm very salty.
A lot about magic racks. Okay. Now, I really want to hear. I really want to hear Trisha's take on this and what she thinks would
yes,
be.
Yes, the non pool player
line.
Take.
A next line.
We need a non pool player.
Can you sign my boobs? Like, I mean, that might be like where you might
I
go,
almost,
but.
I was almost like, can you sign my tits?
You know,
just for fun. Just for fun.
Just get Shane to sign everybody's tits.
Yeah.
That would be really
well, no,
funny.
Remember I said that for your game we should have been all lined up upstairs.
Yeah. Does anyone have a video of the
tits? Busting the tits out just to fuck with Shane.
Yeah, we fucked up. I felt bad.
You guys...
We really didn't come
it's your fault.
I mean, yeah. It really is.
Look, my takeaway was that I am invited to Ice Fish.
Yes, you okay.
Yeah. Okay, this is the second time you've mentioned ice and fish in the same sentence tonight.
No. He's an ice fisher.
He'd rather be ice fishing. And evidently, I'm invited.
I am invited to Ice Fish.
I just got a fishing pole.
Well, you should talk to Shane because he loves fishing. Ice fishing specifically.
How about crabbing?
I don't know if he likes that. Trish?
I don't see him crabbing.
No? I mean, did you talk about crabbing at all? Or?
No, we didn't. We stayed away from crabs.
Okay, it's like snooker.
So, okay. I took Trish to fucking Mark's house last night. She was bending this motherfucker's ear. And now, here's the thing. I told Trish, before we go here.
That's right.
Don't. Just don't.
And Trish,
as soon as we got there, what did you do? Trish went in, dude. It was hilarious.
At least
it was
someone
so
did.
Fun. And by the way, I loved it. It was the best.
It's hospitality. It's called hospitality.
Yeah.
Showing me fishes and ice holes.
He was showing her pictures of him at two years old.
Playing pool.
Ice
it was
fishing.
Adorable. He had curly hair.
Hospitality.
And then he's like, look,
was he wearing a polo?
Scroll around. So I've been scrolling around.
No.
Do you think he's listening right
okay,
now?
Okay, so we were. Well, he. Apparently, Mark told me Shane wanted to come on the show right now.
He was coming.
I told Mark that we're not having anybody on the show tonight.
But if it's.
But he's not anybody.
DDR? FDR?
Shane, if you're out there, come. Come right now.
FDR.
He's asleep right now, dude. He's fully asleep right now.
Dude, I could not play pool for 3 days straight like that.
That's what he gets paid for.
It's crazy,
like,
right?
He literally loves it so much. Like, that's
no.
the whole plot.
That's,
I mean, I actually.
I mean, what do you love? Maddie, what do you love that much that you could do for 3 days straight?
Money.
Anything?
Money.
Oh, okay.
Sleeping. I love sleeping. Sleeping.
Yeah. Sleeping. You can do that.
Yeah.
3 days straight, you can do that?
I have. Recently.
Yeah. If I have.
Jerking off? I could do that.
That is
3 days straight.
I'm the best.
He's fucking muscles.
Dude.
Carpal tunnel.
All right.
batteries don't last long.
He is, okay, everybody is like, oh, he's like crazy. He's a normal guy, man. Me and him, we talked for a second.
I asked him,
he was chill.
Do you think anyone's going to beat you? He looks at me and goes, no.
No. He was like, no. Of course not. And by the way, nobody did. You are done now.
All I
the closest?
Nobody did.
He's lucky I worked all weekend.
He knows what he He knows who
so
he is.
So many people were coming in. They're like, right. You know, I'll beat him. And I was all like, right. Oh, that's adorable.
I could have run 57
innings. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally joking.
He's next level. It's crazy. It's like, I'm really good at pool. I'm really good at pool.
I think my favorite part was when
you are at the table. Well, okay. The gallery over
that
here.
That is true. Yeah. That is true.
It's the bass in your voice.
If we did the same thing with me, okay, where I played 120 matches.
How many did you lose?
So many.
Really?
So many. Yeah.
I think he
do you
could,
know, like, all the people who played him? Like, where there was a lot of really good players.
He had to play 4 times each motherfucker.
I know.
He had to win.
So he played 75 plus. It was like 80 matches.
I can tell you exactly.
Four games every single time. So you
at least four.
So it was like 300 racks he won. 300 racks he won.
And he's the builder of the record.
Body count.
No, I know, but whatever.
No,
that
no.
doesn't matter.
No.
Oh, can I say, though?
Whether lost?
You can say. Let's go.
You go beat him one time.
Hey, she made that fucking 8-ball. That was a really... That was a really good 8-ball.
It was very exciting.
I know.
Her name was chanted.
Yes.
You go. It was fucking awesome.
Because she brought it for us.
Well, she did it.
So, okay.
Modi didn't win the game.
Joyna
didn't win the game. I didn't win the game. Yuko won the
Yuko
game.
Yuko brought it.
Moment of silence for
Yuko won the game.
Okay. I have the stats right here.
Let's hear them.
Yeah. So this is, you know, I don't know when we started tracking this or when
she brought the balls to the hall.
Guess how many?
She had the balls to the hall, dude.
Okay, so here we have recorded 104 wins, which tells me that, like, okay.
You know what we should
do,
actually?
Hey, I'm not done. This is more of a fun fact.
Give me one sec. Let's make a song about Yuko.
What percentage?
Oh, okay.
Yuko is
our
the champion. Let's make a Yuko is the champion.
Okay,
song.
What's okay. the stats? On
How many out of 104 racks? Right. No, 104. Whatever. How many break and runs out of 104 do you think there were?
Shane got?
Yes.
Like 80.
178.
20. It was 24. It says.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. That's it.
Break I mean, runs. I watched him break and run many
okay.
times.
Yeah. Yes. But I didn't. I only got to
wait,
watch,
what,
like,
you're,
maybe
whatever you're looking at is wrong, because
okay.
for sure he broke and ran more.
I think it's more than that.
More
first
than 24
of all,
times.
First of all, the system is not perfect, and we all know this. It's okay.
Yeah, whatever you're looking at is.
But that doesn't matter, because Yuko won one.
Yuko.
And not every match, also, because it's only the people that were,
okay.
like, signed up.
Let's
on the
make it Yuko, You Are the Champion song.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Yuko are the champion.
Yuko
brought the balls to the hall.
Right. Oh yeah, she.
Okay. Knows. What's the first line of this? It didn't look great.
Okay.
All right.
You came real close.
I was.
We can just start it with the Yuko chant. Yuko.
Yuko. Yuko. Of course. Yuko. That's how it starts.
Wow, 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 wow.
You know, like in our wow.
Yeah, let's come up with it. Let's come up with the chorus, because the chorus is the important part, right? So, so I think the chorus is Yuko. Hold on a minute. I spell it.
We all know where the glory hole is.
Yuko.
Oh, well, you know?
You are a last chance. I think that's good, right? Okay.
Yuko, there's not a lot of good puns, and it's
not the glory hole, though. It's the glory hole.
How did this?
You be our glory hole.
Oh, this is.
Hold on. It should be like Yuko. Like, that's just be how the whole chorus goes. Yuko! Like, that's...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
And you said...
And then he goes... What's that?
She did something good with the 8.
Yeah, well, she won the game, so...
Yeah. Like, the 8-ball shot straight down the rail.
Okay. The best owner at 8-Ball!
Wow.
I mean,
I think we're
not bad.
We're pushing
terrible.
It there, but let's
go. No, she owned the 8-Ball.
You own the 8-Ball! Yeah. Not bad.
Straight down the rail.
You own the 8-Ball. Well, I mean, down the rail. I mean, that was sick.
That was crazy, dude.
I'm so,
I'm so happy that I saw that. That's the hardest shot.
That's a hard shot.
That was the only match I got to watch of the whole weekend. That one.
You own the 8-Ball. Okay.
You own the 8-Ball.
You own the 8-Ball.
Down the rail.
Straight down the rail.
She had to represent for all the other owners.
Okay, well, straight down the rail. Okay, now. Straight down the rail. Now we need to rhyme with ball.
Bitch can't fail.
Bitch can't fail? That's okay.
I don't know. Can you call your boss a bitch?
Let me call my bosses real quick. No. We can kill something.
Not after two.
Yeah, I know. I don't call them after two. But it's not specifically they told me. Do not text me after 2
a.m. How about rock the roll down the bank?
Okay. You represented the hall, something like that?
Rock the roll down the bank, and then the eight ball sang.
Hall rhymes with ball, right? Yes. So.
Yes, balls in the hall. We got there already. Yeah. This has been done before.
The balls are in the hall, and my dick's also in the hall? Okay. Is that what you're doing? My dick's also in the hall.
Yeah, but
I feel like this is non-fictional material.
But this doesn't have anything to do with
it. But is it? Okay, you got it. But what about the foreskin? What about the foreskin?
We're on the show.
Coming full circle. Yes, clearly.
I think we're sharing too much of our process.
I agree.
Yeah, I think we just got to do it.
I disagree.
Just do it.
Okay, I just need something that rhymes with ball.
Y'all.
Y'all.
Tall.